So in traditional sense, you know, you've got an audio podcast that's going to be put on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. But I think what people are doing right now is becoming more innovative with how they're accessing their audiences, because those platforms are not necessarily built to work well for us as Zambians. I mean, I've even heard of some people starting podcasts on their WhatsApp status.
We used to call it Zambia Block Talk Radio when we started. That's what it was, like you pointed out, from phone cards to Wi-Fi. Because first it used to be a calling show where somebody, we had to connect our guests from Zambia by phone. And we used phone cards, of course, by the expression phone card to Wi-Fi. And now we've sort of rebranded our name. We are ZBTR-TV.
But you do find my episodes on Spotify, Apple, Audible, Amazon, and a few other podcast players. This is something I've really struggled with as to whether to push my content on Facebook, because I know that this is where I'm going to find most of the Zambians, on Facebook or YouTube, and even YouTube, because I'm Audible only right now.
So, for example, I've been through four coups in Chad, and the last coup I went through was in 2008, and we were in Cameroon as refugees, and that was a
Wow.
difficult time. But in that time, we sat around, we sang songs, we ate food. There was a baby born, and we need to talk about that. But we also need to talk about those grains of hope.
This is Assorted Immigrant Stories podcast. My name is Zenith Mwangahamambamalao, and I am your host. And for those of you that are stopping by for the very first time, this is a podcast about immigrant journeys, the things I and others wish we knew. We have interviews and share conversations with immigrants from diverse backgrounds and countries as they share their own immigration stories. We explore struggles, triumphs, and cultural adjustments. We discuss identity, belonging, and community. And we also highlight successes and contributions to both American society and back home. And that's wherever home might be. We also review some books that touch on the immigrant story. So don't forget to rate and review, like, share, and subscribe to wherever you get your podcast from. Welcome to this special bonus episode of AIS. As you may know, February 12th marked Africa Podcast Day. It was a celebration of African podcasters and the incredible content that we are all creating, really. I was honored to participate in an online panel discussion with fellow podcasters. So shout out to Raphael Harry, the host of White Label American, because he did bring us together. And to the rest of the crew as well. So we had Paula, the host of Talk SH Blip T with P, and we had Dekar, the host of Urban Roots Podcast. We had Grace, the host of Random and Wonderful Podcast, and myself, the host of Assorted Immigrant Stories, which is where the AIS is coming from. We pretty much discussed triumphs and challenges that we are all facing. So we do want to amplify everybody's voices, and that's where we're heading to. So we're all very happy for that. It's a very exciting time, and we're changing the narratives. For so many years, the African story was told from a different perspective, but we can now tell our own stories from every part of the continent. That's the beauty of podcasting. I was invited to join the AfriPod presentation. Unfortunately, I had other commitments, so I was not able to take part. Shout out to the diaspora panel, where we had the Stoop Podcast, Concrete Pastures, Sambaza Podcast, and I actually got to discover two new podcasts. I think one is called Creative and Hustle. I hope I'm saying that right. And Kadara Woman. I also did enjoy panels from other African countries. I got to watch a panel from Zimbabwe and Ghana. So I got to learn a few new podcasts. If I do recall well, I think Black and Forth, Sixth Way, to Brock Twimbo's, oh, I hope I'm saying that right. And sincerely, Ghana? No, sincerely, Accra. Yes, I'm pretty sure it's sincerely, Accra. Very insightful discussions from everybody. The different countries showcase their podcasting talents inspired me to do the same, which is why we are here today. I thought to myself, where is the Zambian panel? We need to celebrate the Zambian podcasters as the industry is growing and has grown over the years. And as we celebrate Black History Month, the podcast book of the month was Homegoing by Ya Jiasi. I do recommend that you all read and send me a message to let me know what you think. So today I'm really, really excited that I and other Zambian podcasters will shine a spotlight on Zambian podcasts as we share the unique stories and perspectives and talents that make them special. Joining me in studio today are Tulu Chansa, we have Ruben Njiraru, the mind behind Speak African, and we also have Pastor Nathan, the host of ZBTR-TV. So ladies first, I will start with Tulu. She is the host of Africana Woman Podcast. She is also a personal brand strategist. She is an award-winning podcaster and producer. She's a wellness entrepreneur. Say hello to our listeners and mention anything I might have missed in your introduction.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for the introduction. I'm the founder of Africana Woman, which is a brand that exists to help African women embody love, self-love, health and wealth. And under it, we have several podcasts, some of which Zenith has already mentioned. So there is Africana Woman, which is our anchor podcast, The Educated Africana. And then we also have Lemba, the Africana author space. So we do lots of fun things, but I think I'll end there for now. Thank you so much for the invitation.
All right. And next to my left, I have Pastor Nathan, who is also a mentor, a health professional. He is also the host of Blog Talk Radio Zambia. So his show shows every Saturdays at 10 a.m. on YouTube and Facebook. So catch him one of these Saturdays if you can. And like he says, he's been doing this for 17 years, from the days of phone cards to Wi-Fi. Pastor Nathan, say hello to our guests and anything I might have missed.
Hi, everybody. It's good to be here, Zenith, and thanks for the invitation. Yeah, I like that expression from, what did I call it?
From phone cards to Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that tells you how long we've been around, 17 years.
Wow, wonderful. And finally, we have Ruben Njiraru. He is from Chad, but an honorary Zambian. He is an educator, a writer, a mentor, and a podcast host. He is able to deliver important conversations in 5 minutes. Say hello to our listeners and whatever I might have missed in your introduction.
Yeah, I really appreciate you calling me an honorary Zambian. I spent 11 months, almost a year in the beloved country of Zambia. I thought it would be for the rest of my life. But unfortunately, we had some issues with the organization we were with, but my heart is still there and still in communication with a lot of Zambians. And I have a heart for Africa. I have a heart for us to have our own voices and to speak our vision and our truth into the things that we are doing. So I'm glad to be part of this talk today.
All right. We'll start with you, Tulu. This question is for you. What is the podcast landscape in Zambia?
So podcasting is still very young, in Zambia. And I mean, I started in 2020, so my podcast is a COVID baby, like many other podcasters out there. And it's been actually fantastic to see how it has grown in such a short time. I'm also the founder of ZPod Hub, Zambian Podcasters Hub, and we started in about 2022, at the time when, you know, the idea came to mind, I think we were thinking, oh, they're just going to be maybe, I don't know, 15 podcasts out there by Zambians. But when we put the call out, we were amazed how many people came and said, oh, I'm a podcaster, you know, close to over, I'd say about 80 or so podcasts, which was just amazing. And I think since then, it has been interesting to see more podcasts come up. And I think more people value how much of an impact a podcast can make, right? One thing that has helped to popularize podcasting is when That Zed podcast came out. I think that's when people really started paying attention to, oh, there's this thing called podcasting, and, you know, we can get a lot of information from that. So right now, I think when it comes to the landscape, I'm seeing a lot of people using a podcast to enhance their own personal brand, which has been interesting. I've also been seeing some corporate organizations take up podcasting to enhance their own images. There's also, I think what's been interesting is also seeing the distribution of podcasts in Zambia. So in traditional sense, you know, you've got an audio podcast that's going to be put on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. But I think what people are doing right now is becoming more innovative with how they're accessing their audiences, because those platforms are not necessarily built to work well for us as Zambians. So, you know, I've been seeing quite a number of podcasts that are coming up and being posted on LinkedIn, for example, or on Facebook, or, and I mean, I've even heard of some people starting podcasts on their WhatsApp status. So it's quite varied in terms of what people are doing out there. But I really am enjoying to see the creativity. And I think there's a lot going on.
Those are great insights, Chulu. All right, gentlemen, I'll start with you, Pastor Nathan. What do you think about what Chulu said and the landscape of podcasting for Zambians here in the diaspora?
Thank you. I think she's brought out some interesting information in terms of numbers and statistics, if you want to say that, because she has clearly highlighted that when she called for that, is that registration of people to come forward to say what they are doing, the number of podcasts that came up, that's good. I would say that's good for our country to move away from traditional media, what we know it as it is. I mean, regular TV, maybe radio and all those kind of things, because it also enhances the expression and the freedom of speech. It also tries to put people in that position. I know there's the issue of Zikta, which I want to go into that, about censorship and all those things. But I think it also enhances an element of freedom of expression and people understanding their democratic rights. As for the diaspora, I think we realize that, like I can speak for our talk show, we used to call it Zambia Block Talk Radio when we started. That's what it was, like you pointed out, from phone cards to Wi-Fi, because first it used to be a calling show where we had to connect our guests from Zambia by phone, and we used phone cards, of course, by the expression phone card to Wi-Fi. And now we've sort of rebranded our name. We are ZBTR-TV. Simply the initials of Zambia Block Talk Radio, we just took it to the ZBTR and then we added TV to it. So you can find us on YouTube, Facebook, and X, what used to be Twitter. So for the diaspora, I think it comes out as a platform to engage, number one, with the homeland. Number two, to get involved with what is going on back home, not just politically, but economically, and understanding the things that are going on home. Because you engage at different levels, and there's no limit to what you can do and what you can cover. That's basically the ZBTR TV history and story. You know that, Zenith, since you've been following, we talk about wide range of topics. We are not restricted to a particular, I don't specialize in any particular subject. We talk about sports, entertainment, politics, everything. We cover everything. That's just our nature and the way we approach things. So for the diaspora, to answer your question, it's a way of engaging the homeland and for us also ourselves in the diaspora to get connected.
That's wonderful. All right, Ruben, what do you have for us?
I'm trying to speak up. I'm at this place I usually go. It's quiet usually, but today we have some guests. I like what was shared about podcasting. I'm using a lot of Facebook and LinkedIn to do my podcasting. So it's mostly just having conversations with a couple of people, kind of laying the groundwork, and then I want to launch it into something bigger. But Speak African really came out of, I'm an educator, so I was teaching a fourth grade class one time, and you know, students were asking, do you speak African? And I would always say, no, but I started thinking about that and say, yes, I do speak African culturally. And so I interview a lot of Africans for about 4 to 5 minutes, and then I will invite them back for a larger discussion. But my audience is for Africans. And then I invite everybody else who wants to join in. It's like being around a campfire in the village, talking to your people. And then people can join in and listen. And so that is my particular audience in podcasting specifically. And I think we need more of those because through Facebook and LinkedIn, you can reach people in the remote villages. And one of the concerns that I have, and maybe we'll touch base on that, is we in Africa, unknowingly, we may be creating an elitism amongst Africans, just saying that the access may be to those who live in Lusaka or in Accra or in N'Djamena, right? Because they're in the cities. But we still have to remember 60 to 70% of Africa is still rural. And how about those individuals? Are we bringing them along in these conversations and acknowledging their voices in these discussions that we talk about Africa? And so when I talk about Africa, my mind is on that rural African who may be listening to what I have to share. To my cousins who live in the villages, you know, they have seen it and said, man, we've seen you on this and you're including, and I want to start launching one in French because I'm from Chad. We're a French-speaking country. And so with a buddy of mine from Congo, we're looking to launch a French podcast or discussion session. So I'm in agreement with has been shared is that we have to do our own voices. And one that I'm launching is called Complicity. After Stephen Biko, he's from South Africa. Everybody knows Nelson Mandela, but Stephen Biko was a powerhouse. And he talked about the complicit nature of Africans in their own struggle. It's easy to blame the Westerner and apartheid, and justifiably so. But there's a complicity that exists amongst us that we must also acknowledge and work through those things.
Oh, Ruben, your insights are truly profound. You know, I really struggled with reaching my audience. And I know it, right? Because you get to see the numbers. For example, on Spotify, it does indicate to you the countries, the numbers. And I can see that the numbers even in Zambia are very low. But the feedback I've gotten mostly is from Spotify and not being available, or if it's Apple, people have to pay. I'm really concerned about someone who's, let's say, in the rural part of Monze, because that's where my parents are from, or in a rural part of Chilabombe, that's where I'm from, that's where I grew up, right? And I'm trying to make sure that I reach that person, and I'm trying to think what's the best way for me to reach someone who's going to school. For example, maybe they're in Chilabombo somewhere, they're going to, I don't know, Malaya Secondary School. I don't know. It's random, but not so random. But yeah, how do I make sure that they're listening to this content and that perhaps they can have access to some of the experiences of others that I'm sharing that they could potentially think, oh, there's an opportunity there for me as well, and that I don't have to come from a wealthy family and stuff like that. Like Chulu mentioned, we do have to think of innovative ways of reaching the people we're really trying to reach. And for the last 3-4 months, this is something I've really struggled with, as to whether to push my content on Facebook, because I know that this is where I'm going to find most of the Zambians, on Facebook or YouTube. And obviously down the road, which is where maybe creating your own website comes into play. And yeah, and that's probably a story for another day. But yeah, in the meantime, it's just, I've been thinking, what should I do? And you're right, Pastor Nathan, this is good for our country, freedom of speech. Yeah, it is good for our country. All right, so I will go on to the next thing. So on February 4th, leading up to the Africa Podcast Day, Kwazi Magazine did write an article where they did list their top 5 podcasts. And I thought that was really interesting. So they had the Growth Podcast by Sue Nanji. They had Bongo Hive Podcast, which I had never heard of until I read the article. So I was only able to listen to one episode. Looks like it also ended, but very interesting information. Then that Zed Podcast that most people know about, that's with Elson and Kalenga. Then we have Concrete Pastures with Nancy Mulemasisi, who's also part of our family here. And the last one is Unfiltered Podcast. I couldn't find it anywhere, but I think it is on YouTube. I saw some clips on LinkedIn. It looks very interesting. I look forward to listening to their full episodes as well. So I want to ask everybody outside of us here today, and before I do this, I need to shout out to Kwangu Liwewe. She was supposed to be here today. She is under the weather. She's also like a seasoned journalist, and she does host a podcast on the New Lines Magazine's platform. It's called Global Insights. So you can listen there. And she also has like a 10-minute show in Zambia on Hot FM Zambia. I think it's The African's View. So outside of all of us here and the names we've just mentioned, what are your top 5 Zambian podcasts? And it doesn't have to be in any order. Ruben, you can answer that question. What are your top 5 podcasts? And it could be maybe you don't know any, and that's okay.
You guys, right now. As I said, I'm getting to know more podcasters really through the event that you were at last, Zenith, and starting to get that list together and wanting to spend time to listen to podcasters, listen to what you've shared with the with immigrants coming in and some of the challenges that they have that nobody told them about coming into America. We just see it as this land of opportunity. And rightfully so. I think sometimes we need to understand two things can be true at the same time. Right. So we can talk about America and the land of opportunity because we have to be honest, it does provide us that. But we also have to talk about some of the struggles and challenges and pitfalls and be aware of those things. But also what's also been in my heart is that when we talk through podcasts, it gives us an opportunity to to talk about the negative things in Africa. I think what has happened, and I'm gonna write about this later, is this overcorrection, which is rightfully so, of Africans talking about the skyscrapers and the roads and the rich Africans, and that needs to be told, because for years Africa has been portrayed in the light of poverty and of war and all of that. But we need to also engage those conversations of poverty and war and talk about it through the African lens of in a way that is informative, in a way that can show the bright things that can come out of it. So, for example, I've been through 4 coups in Chad. And the last coup I went through was in 2008. And we were in Cameroon as refugees. And that was a difficult time. But in that time, we sat around, we sang songs, we ate food. There was a baby born, right? So in those struggles, like even now when I think what's happening in Congo, it is ugly, it is nasty, it is terrible. People are dying. And we need to talk about that. But we also need to talk about those grains of hope of people's survival, of the way they're coming together even more than they are now, of life that is still happening, of people. Children still being born, of education still maybe happening under trees, things of that nature. It's not stories that feel good, but they're still feel good stories. You know what I'm saying? I think some of the feel-good stories in Africa make us feel good, but it doesn't really address the problems at its heart. But if we say there are stories that feel good, there are stories that are necessarily good even in the heart of things that are happening negatively. And we have to tell those stories. A Westerner or someone who hasn't been through that cannot speak to those things. And so we have to make sure we balance Africa truly to what it is, not one hand of the trying to compete with the U.S. and saying, oh, look at all beautiful things we have. Yes, we do. But let's talk about those hard things as well.
Absolutely, Ruben. I agree with that. I think we need to tell stories in its entirety, right? Because to your point, if you watch even rich, famous, and African, when I say that, I'm like, okay, this is like extreme to the other side, right? Because we just want to show the rich. And it's like, you're missing the in-between story, kind of. And you're like, you know, it's like we're going overboard because we just want to show that, yeah, we too, we are rich. We also drive the Lamborghinis and we drive all this stuff. But our traditions in between are being missed. The regular life, the middle class life is being missed in all this. All right, Pastor Nathan, what are your top 5 podcasts?
Okay, I'm going to do this quick. Obviously, there's a young man I follow in Zambia called Ngenda Inengu. And of course, Insaka Talk Show. And then Kwangu. And let me see, which other ones? Yeah, I think those are the ones I can mention.
Yes, Chulu, go ahead.
I think when it comes to podcasts that I follow, I'm very big on mental health. And I guess that's the type of podcast that I generally follow. The ones that do come to mind is Healing and Growing Together by Niza Lebo, Kachihande, Unscripted with Liv. She's more of a, I'd say like a lifestyle podcaster, but I just love her. I love her delivery of how she does her interviews. She's very poised, very young lady, but very poised. And yeah, it fascinates me to listen to her. And then Behind Closed Doors by Cece Jonvin. I think I get her sense of humor, so I really enjoy listening to her. So I'll say those 4 are probably my top 4.
Yeah. 5.
Fifth one. If I put a fifth one, then I think, I don't know, I'll put my own. But yeah, but those 4 definitely would be my top.
Ooh, clearly, I'm a podcast junkie. I was actually feeling bad when I was trying to come up with the list. I was like, oh, I'm already at 5. So many are firing up in my head. But here is my top 5, and in no particular order. Kutika by Mkuka Chipanta. Love, love, love that podcast. It reminds me of my mother. She used to listen to a program called Ifyabukaya, and it takes me back. It somehow reminds me of that, the delivery of the show. Love it. The next one is This is 50 Things That Define Zambia. That's by Joram Muteng. He is part of our creative family here in the U.S. Then the third one is Kachihande by Chishimba. Love it as well. Fourth one is Scary Hours by Wezi and Wengo. And the fifth one is Unscripted with Leave by Olivia Tutu. Chulu, just like you said, I am wowed by this young lady's interviews. She is very poised. She amazes me. I love it. She just recently did an episode stating that she's coming back because she'd gone off for a bit. She was a bit busy. So we're happy to see her back. And I did listen to many others for a while, but they sort of fell off. I don't know if they're just taking a break. I used to enjoy My Wealth podcast with Leah Pambewe, and then she transitioned to something else. And for a while, she hasn't shared anything. You have others like Tea Time with Twambo or with Love Inonge. And there were a few others that have just sort of gone quiet. Say My Name, I think. What did you say, Pastor Nathan?
Jennifer, I like the titles that you have mentioned, like Ikutika. That's interesting.
It's a good podcast.
And the other one, I don't want to be sound tribal here, Kachihande. What's that? What, is that the name or it means something?
the name of the podcast, and I think she even says what it means at the beginning of the podcast. It means conversations.
Okay, it should be. This sounds Kaonde or what? I need to find out what this. This is interesting.
Kachihande, yes, I love her podcast.
By the way, I'm very passionate about two groups of people: youth, and women. What youths and women are doing. Because you, our women in our society, have been looked down upon so much, relegated to getting water, going to the fields and doing, to now to Ruben's point of rural, addressing this from the rural point. Our women need to be elevated, encouraged, and pushed, and, you know, just taken to the level where they need to be.
I just wanted to say something about what Pastor has said. I think it's been interesting to see how podcasting, even across the continent, has been really led by women, especially if you look at different platforms like APVA, AfriPods. There's a beautiful podcast news, a beautiful podcast magazine that's coming out of South Africa. Those are all led by women. But for me, in a sense, I feel like the men are being left behind, if I'm being honest. I don't know if I'm seeing this in Zambia. You know, we've been talking for, I think, more than two decades about, you know, the girl child, but there's very little that's being done in terms of empowering men. And when I say, how do I say it? When I say empowering men, I feel more in the sense of, one, I guess their emotional and mental health and well-being. And right now, I think I'm seeing a few podcasts out there that are talking about, educating young men, because really at this point mentors for young men is very, very few, few and far between, and there's a lot of lost young men out in our streets, and it's very, very sad to see. So I would actually like to see more content, more being done for mentoring young men to have something to be hopeful for, and know how to be productive citizens of Zambia. Yeah.
Which is why I support the Scary Hours podcasts, because these are just two young guys. Well, now they're like in their mid-20s. So to your point, it's not even enough of them. We need more of them. But I recently discovered another set of guys, but it looks like they don't record as much. And Chulu, I don't know if you can speak to their podcast. I think it's called Raw Conversations. I haven't had a chance to listen to them. I probably listened to one episode because I didn't even know they were there until I looked at your Zpod app. I was like, oh, okay. I didn't know there were other podcasts that had come up. And I think another one won an award. It's about, what is it called? The Market Pulse? Market Pulse podcast, I think. And there's also Pastor Daniel Kaira. I've never listened to his podcast, but I don't know if this can help, like, the men in the community.
I think I'll add to the mentorship piece. I'm huge on mentorship. I've mentored a lot of young men here in the U.S. And I think I'm getting into a season where I'm dealing with, I'll just be honest, with failure. I'm 47 now. And so out of that question of failure, business and other initiatives, I think I'm shifting into a role of more of a support role in my life, to mentor the younger generation coming up, right? So whether it is through podcasting, whether it's through life, whether it's through whatever it needs, looking at those 20 and 30-year-olds and being a mentor to them, especially African young people. And I think we need more of that within our communities, because I've mentored a lot of Americans. I've mentored in many areas. I've mentored in prison ministry. I'm in school right now working with a lot of young people. And what I love also in the school I'm in, there's a lot of immigrant families, Rwanda, Congo, Cameroon. And I work specifically with special needs kids. And 7 to 8 of my youth that I am in charge of between kindergarten all the way to 8th grade are from Africa. The parents are I've spoken with their parents. And that is something that's starting to evolve and interest me, is how do we even approach the area of special needs within our community? That is I don't want to say taboo, but it's something that's untapped. There's a lot of people flailing around. There's a lot of negativity from the African point of view of how to understand it, and sometimes just ignorance. And so that's starting to evolve within my networks. And so I've always looking also for podcasts who will talk about some controversial things, because those need to be brought up in order to be discussed. And I was with the South Sudanese recently, beautiful, about maybe 100+ South Sudanese got together from middle school age all the way to elders. And it was a tense time, but it was a necessary time that they said, we really need to hear from the young people and we needed to really hear from the elders. And so we got to make sure we have a wide network of young to elders. So are we including our elders? I think sometimes we must, especially in the West, where our elders are often neglected. And so how are we bringing elders into these discussions, and especially with technology? And I'd love to have narrate a podcast of 60 of the elders. You know, I don't know if there's a podcast that should say elders or something like that, to hear from their wisdom.
There's one in Uganda. There's a lady, Jackie Asimwe. She does a podcast where she speaks specifically to elders. I'll find the link.
He sent me that.
All right, we're going to start winding down. So I'll ask everybody to give a shout out to one African podcaster and any parting words.
Like I said to you, Zenith, in our behind the scenes conversation, that I do not remember names of podcasts, but I remember the names of the hosts. And let me speak to what Ruben has addressed about mentoring. And Ruben, I did follow, I saw the pictures of that event you're talking about, the Sudanese event that you attended, and the things you shared there, that was very, very profound. And I think we need that. We need that in our community. And one of the things that I do in some of the work that I do is to encourage parents to have real life conversations. Because you see, the way we were brought up, the way we grew up, what your parents said when, that's it. You didn't question, you didn't discuss. I try to encourage our African friends in the community to say, try to have live, serious conversations. As we shout out to a podcast, Zenith, I can't think of one. Sorry to disappoint you.
It's okay. In fact, I even lost my train of thought. I wanted to say one on the continent and one in the diaspora, but that's okay, Pastor Nathan. We will forgive you, because we will give you all the list of the podcasts. All right, Ruben, give a shout out to an African podcast on the continent or in the diaspora.
Well, I don't know on the continent. I'm grateful for you for exposing me to a lot of African podcasts on the continent. So I understand, Chulu, you're on the continent. So I'm giving a shout out to you, and I will be following you. Zambia is in my heart. If you guys find, I will come and sweep the streets in Zambia to come and live there again. So you and I will be connected. You know, it was such a great experience. And like I said, coming back, really, I'm navigating through that, because it really, I think, affected me in ways that I'm now really beginning to tackle. Here in the U.S., I just put in the chat, Living African Podcast. Her name is Anyo Fobad. She is from Cameroon. I was recently on her show, and she talks about a wide range of subjects, as we were talking before, mental health. She talks about LGBTQ. She talks about some of the immigration things. So, you know, one of the things I'm also challenging is, you know, where I am now is actually a cigar lounge. So if I'm off camera, it's because I'm smoking the cigar, right? And it's still something that I, at a personal level, I'm not wrestling through because I'm meeting more and more Africans who are smoking cigars. But what's so interesting is the cigar, the top 10 cigars, and I work in a cigar lounge. In the top 10 cigars, five of the major cigars are Cameroonian cigars, meaning that the seed comes from the country of Cameroon, which the South Americans, these large cigar folks, go to Cameroon, buy the leaves, and then take them back or buy the seeds and grow them there. And so if you look at strictly from an economic prospect, that's millions of dollars leaving the continent in an area that most Africans see as taboo. But forget that our great-great-grandfathers were picking those things off of the off of the soil and putting it and smoking it in pipes. And so, you know, I see it from all these fronts. And so as African podcasters, I think we're going to be tackling more of those issues that we need to talk about. We need to talk about directly. We need to talk about emphatically. And we need to understand there's a diversity of thought processes, especially because more information is getting to individuals and to have those things. We could talk about the recent elections. I know tons of Africans who voted for Trump. Right. But they're going to, and they have the reasons, and I listen to them. Right. And so if we don't understand that the diversity exists, then we are going to be caught in some just behind the eight ball.
That's powerful. All right, Chulu, can you get in here? OK, so it looks like I may have lost Chulu. Very powerful insights there, Ruben. I agree. We really have to accept the diversity. And, you know, Ruben, actually, Anya Fombad, I've never met her, never spoken to her, but it's funny how important she is in all this. And I will explain, and it's how I discovered you. I discovered you through the episode that you had with her. I listened, and as soon as you said Lusaka, Zambia, I was like, oh my God, I was so happy you did share your contact information in there, and I was able to reach out to you. And obviously, I've been part of now the African think tank because of that. And here we are part of this family that we have created here with Zambian podcasters and creators. So we do have writers in the group, we have authors in the group, and I'm sure we'll have more talks about all that in the future. But it's not only that. When I wanted to start my podcast, I was looking for other podcasters that were like me, because I was listening to podcasts and in my mind, I was thinking, this feels like one of those very expensive productions, maybe like a TV show. I mentioned to you guys about Kutika. Kutika is my favorite podcaster, but even the narrator on Kutika, she was... in the first season, at least, she was from West Africa. I forget her name, but I think she was even the producer on Bob Loves Abishola. And so you can imagine my thoughts about production of a podcast. And before that, I would listen to podcasts like Dr. Death. And I just hadn't quite heard people like me. I just wasn't searching right. And but in season two, he did have his sister narrate part of the episodes, and I started to feel like, oh my God, this is something I can do. And I started to search for other African podcasters. I just wanted to find, and Living African and Sambaza were the first ones that came up. It was Living African. So I started listening to Living African, and I fell in love with a podcast. And then I shared it with a friend of mine, and I said, oh my God, I found this podcast. It resonated with me, right? Meaning, oh, this is someone like me. She came here as an international student and she's here starting this podcast. I could do this. And I shared the podcast with a friend of mine I went to high school with. She lives in Atlanta. And she says, oh my God, Zenith, actually, we went to school with somebody who's doing something very similar. I will send you the podcast. And when she sent me the podcast, it was Chulu. It was Africana woman. So Anya Fombad has a lot to do with the connections here today. And the rest is history. So anyway, I digress. So I have to pick somebody else. So I love Julia. She's from Kenya and she has a podcast with a co-host, I think Sharon, called Shazo. It's called It's Related, I Promise. I just resonate with it. They just talk about everyday issues. And when I'm listening, it just reminds me of myself growing up in Zambia and the different issues that they're tackling every day. Just, you know, gives me nostalgia. So that's one I would say. And then in the diaspora, as I was thinking, I was like, oh my God, I'm already thinking of many, but I'm thinking of two. So one is by, like, you, I'm forgetting his last name, but it's called Limitless. And this is Limitless, and it's, I think he's from Chad, Ruben. His name is Ted. Oh my God, I am going to butcher his name. I can't think of his name, but I know the podcast. I'll share it. And the other one is Claire. So Claire Murigande, she is from Uganda, but she is based in Switzerland. She has a podcast called Narratives of Purpose. I love, love, love it. So I want to thank everybody for coming here tonight. This has been wonderful. And I actually feel like we just barely scratched the surface. I feel like this conversation, we could dig deeper and deeper and deeper. And I am excited for the future of podcasting. And I hope that we do continue to amplify each other's voices, to share stories, because I truly think that there's not even enough of us. And there are many stories, and we need to tell them in their diversity. All right. Does anybody else have any last words to say?
Just want to say thank you for the initiative, Zenith, and let's do this again. It's good for us to push each other and encourage each other and put our names and ourselves out there. This was good.
This has really, really been wonderful, and it looks like I lost Ruben and Chulu. They're typing up their messages. The network was not our friend today, but we came this far, 48 minutes. This almost never started. So this is wonderful. At least we got everybody to speak and say their points. I didn't get Tulu's recommendation, but we will add it in our show notes. I hope this will be one of many recordings that we're going to have. Thank you so much, and thank you to all my listeners. Don't forget to rate and review, like, share, and subscribe to wherever you listen your podcast from. And until the next episode, it's good night. Well, actually, it might be good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you are. And goodbye. And you do take care. Yes.